This is a podcast from the BBC.
On today's Scott Mills Daily Podcast, James the PI with a celebrity he's been doing some work for. Also, Freya Ridings off of our Tune of the Week calls up to talk her track Lost Without You. And listener Ellie rates three of our listeners' dating bios, and it is brutal. Scott Mills, BBC Radio. Why does it say hire suits on this list of things to do here?
Something that I have to ask you. So, for the wedding, I arranged for the hire of suits that I'm paying for you and some ushers, right?
Yeah. I didn't have time to take it back yesterday.
Right, so what's wrong with you? Because there's late fees to these things.
Well,
so
no, we're not up
this
past...
This was due, yes.
We're not past the deadline.
Yes, we are. It was due 2 days ago. You promised it would be in yesterday. I left the studio, assuming that you would then go and deliver the suit.
No, but then I realised...
And then I was informed by our producer here...
I'll do it tomorrow.
...who said... I was like... What's that? And it's the suit hanging up in the office.
Okay, I need to take it today. I can't do it today, but I will take it tomorrow and I will pay the late fee.
So it's not going today either?
No, I can't do it today, but I will pay the late fee and I am going to be around the area tomorrow.
Fine. Promise. So if it's not done tomorrow, it won't be done at the weekend and that'll be Monday.
No, because I'll also be there on... I will deal with it, okay? And I will pay the late fee.
Because if it sits in the office like
it
that,
won't.
That Mo... CD that you got sent in. I'll be fuming.
It won't. Honestly, I will deal with it because I know it's. I know it needs to be done. Oh, I feel quite emotional today, really. I know he's not actually like leaving us, but it does feel weird when a breakfast show ends. So fair play to Grimmy for earlier. It's an odd feeling, isn't it?
It is, and it is weirdly emotional. And hearing him talk about how he's always wanted to be the Radio 1 breakfast show DJ, and for that to be ending, it's a big chapter in his life ending. Exciting, what's obviously going to be happening. But yeah, it was kind of emotional listening to it.
Yeah, I really felt that. I was listening quite early doors this morning, and 6 years is a long
Fair
time
play.
To do that. And he was really making me laugh this morning. It was like kind of last day at school. But I honestly think Grimmy is one of like the best communicators, the best broadcasters. I think he is brilliant. Mm. But like we're going to get to see him more now anyway, because he'll be coming out the back of us every day, won't he?
Yes.
At 4 p.m.
Will.
We love you, Grimshaw. He can't hear me anyway because he's currently having a brunch which is bottomless.
Scott Mills.
It's Thursday and here is James, the private investigator.
Hi, guys.
Hi.
Hi.
Now, are you in a job today because you're dressed well smart?
Oh, thank you. Now, I've got to meet a client later on today, so I need to look good.
Okay. Anyone
Why do you dress up smart for the clients?
Depends what client it is. But last week I was dressed as a builder, so it's nice to be in a suit for a change and have to do some professional stuff.
Yeah.
Are you allowed to say why you were a builder last week?
No, I can't.
No.
No,
okay.
I've made this mistake before, haven't I?
Okay.
Way too much.
Just talk us through the outfit, please.
Today's or?
No, the builder outfit.
Okay. So the builder outfit, it's one of my own original designs. It's a pair of shorts because hot weather.
Yeah.
You have to cover yourself in bits of paint and dirt as well.
Right. I'm imagining like a pair of cargo shorts.
Cargo shorts,
yes.
A nice pair of boots.
Classic builder wear. Yeah.
Were you wearing just the dungarees and then the hard hat?
No.
No, that's different.
Not from the past. But I had to make everything look dirty.
So you splashed paint on yourself?
Yeah, literally, and rubbed dirt on my boots.
That's
stuff,
so good. And were you on the building site?
Yeah, I got a van. I'm just being lads, and I just...
Lads! So good. Your job is so weird.
Sometimes.
Right, so what have you got for us today?
So I have been given permission by one of my clients to speak about this a little bit. So occasionally I do some work for celebrity clients.
Yeah.
Not major A-list celebrities, but some celebrities. And
so hang on, you've spoke to this celebrity to see if you can say this story on Radio 1?
Yeah, because they know that I come on Radio 1.
Right.
So they're obviously conscious about what they say to me in case I repeat certain things. So I've had to have explicit permission to discuss this today.
Okay, and they're rich enough to employ you, so that is already a certain level of celebrity, you'd say.
Yes.
We always do this, but are we allowed to guess?
You can try.
Are they on the television?
Maybe, yes.
Mm. Are they a presenter?
No.
Are they a pop star?
No.
You just said they were listening, right? That they listen?
They do listen, yeah.
But you've also just described them as not A-list. Mm. Awkward.
Not all of them are A-list. I've got a couple of them.
We should stop guessing. We're never going to get it.
Yeah, it's dangerous.
Okay, so let's go ahead with the story.
Okay, so this particular client has asked me to investigate and handle her mail. So I'm now her unofficial postman because of fan mail.
Where's the fan mail going?
So this person gets quite a bit of fan mail, but recently some of the content of the fan mail has been a little bit questionable.
Bit weird.
Yeah, so I'm screening it now.
Is it going to their house?
No, it was, but not directly. So right. We've changed the system now. But essentially, they've been receiving some really strange things in the post.
Fan mail. Who does that?
I know, I can't remember the last time I got a letter.
You, no one does that anymore.
Or are you keeping them from me? I'm looking at the producer.
Well, we've got a situation here where we've got a pigeonhole. I've never understood why it's called that. Right. I hate using that phrase, yeah. But that's the word everyone uses here. Clear your pigeonhole.
See, I feel...
Go clear your own pigeonhole.
I feel that stuff does get sent to me, but I never get to see it.
Why is it the pigeon's hole?
I don't know anything about a pigeonhole. Yeah, well, why is it a pigeonhole?
Yeah, that's what I mean. Why is it a pigeonhole?
Our pigeonhole is always full.
Mate.
It's bulging out. Like, it's literally that stuff coming out of the pigeonhole.
We've had emails from people saying, please, can you clear your pigeon's hole?
I know. Because we never do. We're really bad at it. I tell you what, like later on, let's actually go through it, because we need to anyway, on air, and see if there's any weird stuff in there, right?
Oh, okay. There'll definitely be some weird stuff. Even though we're saying that fan mail doesn't really exist anymore, obviously people will send loads of stuff into Radio 1 and stuff like that, because it's an easy way to get in contact. But with a celebrity, I don't know how you'd go about even posting en masse.
Well, it's not so much fan mail in letters, it's more things, gifts that people are sending, so things that they've made or... pieces of artwork, things like that. So, there is a channel of where it goes. But now we've been brought in to sort of screen all this. So my job is now to open this ridiculous mail, and it's a lucky dip each time I open it as to what's in there.
Is it from the same person?
No, all different people.
All right. Okay, James, wait there, please.
Scott Mills.
James, the PI, is with us, and he is currently working with a celebrity, and it's his job to go through their fan mail. So, James, what can you tell us?
I've got a little list here of things that I'm allowed to discuss.
Okay.
So the main concern was to make sure everything was security checked and scanned, because someone sent a mobile phone and it was tracked to the location of where it ended up at the client's address.
Oh.
So they go through like a PO box redirection, but they just watched where it went.
Oh, I see what you mean, because it's gone via a different place. Because I was going to say, if they've written the address on the front, that's where the phone
has
gone to.
But then it gets redirected, and then they've used the phone to track exactly. And then they've sent photographs of like the person's house to prove that they know where they live.
Oh, that is freaky.
Yeah, it's a little bit crazy. A few poems as well, which are lovely, but... unsettling.
Right.
I haven't found any of these yet, but the client has told me that they received some human teeth a little while ago.
Oh my god.
No context, just some teeth in a bag.
To their house.
To their house.
That is awful.
Do you remember when one of the ex-Beatles, Ringo Starr, decided to stop fan mail arriving? He wasn't going to respond anymore because of this kind of nonsense.
It will be tossed. I've got the Ringo clip here, by the way.
Amazing.
He doesn't want you to send him fan mail anymore, so don't.
This is a serious message to everybody watching my update right now. Peace and love, peace and love. I want to tell you, please, after the 20th of October, do not send fan mail to any address that you have. Nothing will be signed after the 20th of October. If that has a date on the envelope, it's going to be tossed.
Love that.
Classic of our time.
Yeah, it was good.
Back to the celebrity. Any panties?
Oh, yes. So they have received underwear in the post.
No, that is not okay.
But this is something we've had to do before. So people send my office underwear.
Fans of James the PI.
No. I wish, but no. These are things that we have to test for people, which is nice. But yeah, underwear is something that comes part and parcel with a PI's job.
You haven't had pants thrown at you for a while, have you, Scott?
No, it's been a while.
That used to be a thing, though, didn't it?
It did, yeah.
I don't think it even happens at major concerts anymore.
No, babe. It's like, I've been, the last time it happened was like... Well, maybe One Direction, actually, sometimes.
What a weird way to show your approval of someone.
I know.
To throw underwear at
Excellent. Them. Or a bra. I've had a bra before. It hit me right in the face.
Really?
Yes. And I didn't know what to do with that.
No.
I wouldn't have a clue.
I had no idea. I was like, what is this even? Like, why are they throwing it? Do they want me to put it on stage? Like, what do you want me to do with this now that I've got it in my possession?
I would want you to put it on your eyes, like, to get massive, like, fly eyes.
Yeah, okay. Also, do you remember when I used to get those gnomes delivered outside my house?
Yeah.
There's still one of them in the studio.
Yeah, I don't
know. A stone gnome. So, James, I don't know if you know about this. In my old house where I used to live a few years ago, one solitary gnome turned up outside the front door one day. And I was like, well, that's a bit weird, but someone's obviously put it there. Over the course of, I'm saying, 6 to 8 weeks, a whole family of gnomes appeared, not, like, all at once. Like, I'd come home from work and there'd be, like, another two. And then you'd come home the next day and there'd be another one there. And it was freaking me out.
Did you find out where they came from?
I did in the end. It was just an annoyed neighbour.
Gnomes are weird, aren't they? They're
I
like...
don't like them.
Frozen elderly people.
20 frozen elderly people outside my house appearing like one or two at a time. So what are you actually doing about this celebrity's problem?
So for a limited time, we're screening The Mail, which is fun, like I say. But ultimately, we're hoping to send a Ringo-style message to say no more mail, thank you. Or find out who's doing it.
James, thank you. Another incredible story.
Thank you.
And remember,
cheating doesn't take a day off.
Scott Mills. Are we really doing this, then, are we?
We're doing this, yes.
Someone's been to our pigeonhole and got out some letters.
Oh,
they've actually been sent to us.
Mate, it was stuffed there.
I know, we should really open it more. We did this a couple of years back, a few times, and it was always interesting. Okay, so I was saying earlier, no one sends letters anymore, and then James the PI was saying that, well, they do to celebrities, and sometimes they're weird. Right, so I've got two envelopes here, and it's the same writing, one addressed to you and one addressed to me.
Great.
So I'll open my one and your one to see if it's exactly the same letter. Yes, it's from the same person. Oh, right, yeah, so they've just, like, printed the letter twice and put Scott Mills in handwriting at the top and Chris Starkham in handwriting at the top of the other
one. It's not personal at all?
No, it says, Dear Sir, stroke Madam. getting married on the 25th of August. Did we miss that? No, I didn't miss that. To Ellie. And trying to think of something different to present to her on our special day. Or maybe put into the speeches. Maybe a video message or a photo with a personal message. If it's possible, please send to my Hotmail email.
So I'm guessing if they've done Dear Sir, Madam, and then just literally written our names on the top of each one of these, haven't even been bothered to type our names, that I'm assuming been sent to absolutely everyone.
Yeah, like loads of celebrities. Lorraine Kelly would have got one of these. Because it like the clue's in that, Dear Sir, stroke Madam. Mm. And they, all they've done is like write the name at the top. So you know, like, Piers Morgan would have got
one. It's great, isn't it? It's just zero effort.
Right, so that's a no.
Oh, okay. Harsh.
Sorry, but like, can't personalise it. I mean, it takes 2 minutes
now
to write.
Now, that one that you're
Scott.
Opening there looks interesting because it's like, it's just a little
jiffy
envelope.
It's a little
it?
Jiffy
like,
bag. And they scare me because things can fall out of them.
And also with tape around, which suggests they needed to keep it extra secure.
What is that? What is that? There's a foreign object. Oh, it's a fork. Like the smallest fork in the world.
A small plastic fork. Okay.
Yep.
Letter.
Oh, no. You can always tell by the writing, can't you? Please find enclosed a small plastic fork, which in future you will be able to use to eat your lunch. Actually, I am going to keep that, because sometimes that is a problem. No, can't read that bit. Well, it's not that it's rude. I literally can't read it. I told her about Friday's show where Judge Rinder was on. How long ago was this?
It could have been ages.
Judge Rinder was on telling you about the legality of you taking cutlery from that cafe.
Okay, so they've sent us a small plastic fork that we can use for our
lunch, that's sweet.
I assume, to share.
As a law student myself, I agreed with him and thought it best to send it to you to present you from receiving some kind of caution. Oh, that's actually really sweet. Thank you very much.
Can
we have Judge Rinder on more often, please? It doesn't have a date on the letter, but I'm saying that's from 2 years ago.
Mm. Well, thank you. Thank you for the
thank
post.
Thank you very much. Thank you.
Scott Mills.
Oh, can I say a quick thank you on the subject of post to JP Cooper, who has sent us both a... What?
Nothing.
Who has sent us both a signed vinyl of his album.
Oh, thanks, Jamie.
Found it in the pigeonhole. It's taken up significant space in the hole.
This is why we should check. How long was his album out?
It was a while ago.
Right around the time of September song. That was a year.
A lovely personal message on the front. So thank you, JP.
Oh, I'm sorry, JP. But this is so bad. This is why we need to open it more. Okay, let's open the next bit of post. I'm glad we've cleared it out. It feels quite therapeutic, actually. Oh, hello. Merry Christmas. It's Christmas every day. It's a Christmas card. And there's a note attached. Hello. As the festive season approaches, wouldn't it be nice to have a new Christmas song on the airwaves? I mean, this could be years old, because we don't check. So does he mean this Christmas,
also,
last Christmas?
Every Christmas, everyone has this idea, a new Christmas song.
My name is Andy, a.k.a. Mr. Christmas. I'm the guy who celebrates every day with a full Christmas roast. Since 1993, I've eaten over 9,000 turkeys, 1.5 million mince pies.
The guy's a machine. Sorry, he has a roast dinner every day. We've talked about him before, haven't we?
Yeah, I think we have. Over 2 million sprouts. Say no more. And also, he's quite proud of this, I've drunk over 8,500 bottles of champagne.
Very good.
And pulled over 1 million party poppers and 1 million crackers. So this... Oh. I've also sent 12,500 cards to myself. He just loves Christmas, this guy. Like, he does it every day. But not just like a full... Not just a full roast, a full Christmas roast.
With all the
trimmings. Every day. I just love Christmas. He says, I watch the Queen's speech at 3 o'clock, unwrap a present that I've sent to myself, and have a party every day. I think I've heard of this guy. My house is decorated with colourful lights, all sorts of decorations, and a Christmas tree all year round. Well, so you watch a recording of the Queen's speech every day at 3, and then give yourself a present.
You know the song, I Wish It Could Be Christmas Every Day?
He's living
that. That's what he's trying to achieve.
Okay, he's from Melksham in Wiltshire, and he has done a song. Because he thinks that... Well, he enjoys the old favourites, but it's the same every year.
What's his name? Dr. Christmas?
Mr. Christmas.
Mr. Christmas. Just reading an article here about a man who celebrated Christmas every day. This was in 2001, and doctors had told him it was badly affecting his health.
Well, it probably is.
It's the headline's Christmas Addict to Get Cold Turkey.
Right. Well, think about how many calories you consume on Christmas Day. Mate, if he's doing that every day, geez. All right, Christmas every day. We should do this more often, by the way, opening the post, because there's some gems in here, aren't there? We're really missing out. Mm. Do you want to hear it? Here it is. This feels weird in August.
This is his song.
Yeah. Mr. Christmas. If you want to send us some post, by the way, it's actually quite entertaining, I've decided. I don't know the address, but yeah. Go for it. Is this him singing?
This is Mr. Christmas. Have we checked? No,
we haven't checked.
I think we should be slightly careful about playing this.
Text him when you want it to stop.
I'm going to keep refreshing the text. If someone could do it quickly, that would really help.
Be quick. Yeah, there he is.
Someone says sounds like Sam Smith.
It does, actually. If he recorded that, it'd be number one. He would. Thank you very much. Stop, yeah. There's a lot of stops. Thank you very much, Mr. Christmas. And keep those letters coming in to whatever the Radio 1 address might be.
Scott Mills.
Chris, water is falling from the sky and I don't know what to do.
Just enjoy it.
I've caved and wore jeans today as well, and I promised myself it was going to be shorts all the way to at least, like, November. Like engineers wear.
Mm.
Or roadies for rock bands. Shorts all year round. Actually, tomorrow the shorts are going back on. I don't care if it rains or not. Because if I do, I think it might bring back the summer.
Are you enjoying the rain?
No.
No.
Tomorrow on the official chart, Tiësto is going to be on with me. And I'm going to ask the question, what does Post Malone smell like?
Oh, great question.
Because you remember, though, I don't know whether it's true, it could have just been an internet rumour, but there was a rumour going around that there was a meet and greet situation with Post Malone, and because of the smell, one of his fans passed out.
Was it that one of them passed out, or was it that the meet and greet had to be cancelled because of the smell?
No, no, they passed out when they smelt him. So
incredible.
Obviously, Tiësto has recently been in very close proximity to the Better Now hitmaker. So I'm just going to ask it tomorrow on the official chart. I want to know.
This is BBC Radio 1. Scott Mills.
The chart's at 4. Hello, Kerry.
Hiya.
Where are you?
I'm in Lincoln.
Lincoln, yes. What do you do?
I'm in the RAF.
RAF,
oh,
okay.
Cool.
Yeah.
What do you do there?
I'm not a pilot. I work in recruitment.
Okay, but I know that you've got quite a lot of time off work now, right?
I have. I'm off for 2 weeks. Woo!
Yes. Okay, what are you going to do with your 2 weeks?
So this week's just been a bit of a chill-out week, and then next week, me and my other half are going camping in the south of France.
Nice. Okay, good. Right, so here's what I've got for you today on Bangers.
Nice.
Do you know this?
Yeah. Not heard that
Two Door Cinema Club, Undercover Martin. I had a brain freeze there. I didn't know what it was.
Undercover Naked Martin.
Hello, Scott and Chris.
Hello, Scott and Chris. It's Undercover Naked Martin here, and this is my favourite song by Two Door Cinema Club.
Martin. Oh, Martin sent us another message last night.
No, did he?
Yeah, just saying thanks for making me famous on the radio. Do you know about Naked Martin, Kerry?
I've heard of it.
Yeah, sent us a new one last night.
I haven't seen him, though.
No, you don't need to. All right, so that's what I've got.
Okay, that's Scott's choice. You can have my choice today, which is this. Yeah. This is Tiny Temper, Labyrinth, and this is, of course, Earthquake.
Of course.
Of course.
Okay.
Okay. I'm sorry, Scott. I'm going to have to go for Chris.
I knew it. I knew it from your voice.
I've done every day.
Take
I knew
me
it.
Me back to V first.
No, because you weren't here Monday. Can't be bothered, could you?
Oh. I've won every day that I've been present.
Labyrinth, come in.
Hey, I'm Riyad.
And I'm Alex.
We've got a brand new podcast for you.
But I'm not sure what we can actually say without getting fired.
Unexpected Fluids.
Well, what we can say is that it's quite literally the warts and all of what really happens between the sheets, in the shower, maybe in the shed.
Embarrassing stories of sex gone sideways. We're not here to judge.
It was like Niagara Falls.
Oh! I had to wipe my nose with a pair of his burgundy rifles.
One. It's available now from the BBC iPlayer radio app.
And from wherever you found this podcast.
It really wasn't like a moment in time, all that. Like, yeah. Everyone was like, yeah. Or like 2012?
Yeah.
That was Labyrinth.
Tiny Temper.
And Labyrinth with Earthquake. Who even was that at the beginning?
Labyrinth, come in.
Did anyone know? Oh, hang on. Someone knows.
Do you actually know?
I don't care that much.
Do you want to just say?
No, don't worry. I don't care that much.
He doesn't talk.
I don't care that much.
Oh, he doesn't know.
So you win again. Brilliant.
I won again. I can't lose when I'm actually here.
No.
The thing is, you won last week. I wasn't actually here last week, so I do think that was a bit unfair. So we're back to normal now. We're doing the Radio 1 Breakfast Show next week, right?
Yeah.
So are we bringing bangers to that? What's the rules?
Yeah, we are. Have you not picked yours already? I got asked to pick mine.
What?
Yes. I'm sure you got the email.
Oh, I haven't got the email. Right, I'll do that.
Yeah, you need to do your bangers for next week. Yeah.
We're on.
Also, what with it being Grimmy's last show, you know they have like that Instagram booth. You see it all the time on Instagram where they take a photo. It's like a passport photo. You would have seen it on Radio 1 socials with famous people when they come in. What's happening to that now? Can we have that?
I would love that. Do you know what? I've wanted to have a go on that for ages. And anyway, what happens is it sits out sort of near the live lounge.
Yeah.
We got an email round not that long ago.
Oh, this is bad.
From the producer of The Breakfast Show.
Yeah.
All staff.
Yeah.
Real passag.
Yeah.
do not use this for your own private photos. So what appears to have happened is someone's been using it to take their passport photos, which is great. So there must be a record of the person that's done it.
Oh, I want to know who it was. I mean, that's a genius idea because it's got all the right lights and everything. It's like a passport photo booth.
Mm.
But yeah, all staff went around going, can you not use it for your own passport photos, please? I just want to know what's going to happen to it, because we'll have it if not.
Scott Mills.
One.
Ellie was on the show yesterday, and she brought all the sass, it's fair to say. She and her friends got together over some cocktails one night and wrote down all the things that they see on boys' dating profiles, and they think, nah. So when they're swiping through the dating apps, there are loads of things that girls keep seeing, and they're like, oof, no, I'm sorry, you've written that, I'm not going to date you.
It's the same kind of stuff, isn't it? And you think you're being original by putting it. It's often really rubbish jokes as well, like height doesn't mean a thing when you're lying down.
Yeah, that. And hundreds of people, thousands of people put these in their bios and they think they're being original. But girls see them a lot, you see. I mean, it works the other way around as well, and we will get some boys on like and do this from their point of view as well. But this is all pretty good advice because, remember, it's not just one girl that thought these were a no. It was a load of girls together. So I think it's pretty accurate.
Mm.
Today, we've lined up three brave boys who are prepared to have their dating bios pulled apart, I mean, reviewed by Ellie. Hello, Ellie.
Hi, Scott. How are you doing?
I'm good. If you were these boys, would you have signed up to this?
I mean, they're brave. I'll give them that, but that's all they've got going for them, I suppose.
Oh, God.
Okay. Now, it was lovely hearing from you yesterday, Ellie, and the reaction that you got as well. Some people were saying, you know, what gives you the right to be the one criticising people's profiles and laying in? But this is the opinion of you and your group of girlfriends, right?
Right. It's a general consensus. It's not like I think I'm the, you know, the queen of online dating. This is what everyone is thinking.
And you truly believe that, don't you?
Yeah, absolutely. These people need to be told.
And everyone's entitled to an opinion, right, Scott?
Absolutely. I just enjoy the attitude so much.
It's great when she's on, all I can picture is the fishing rod emoji.
Mm.
You know, when you're just winding people up.
Mm. Or just like a small finger wag.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay, Ellie, we're going to meet boy number one next, and you're going to review his bio.
Scott Mills.
Ellie's on, and she's about to review your dating profiles. Let's bring on the boys. First, here's James, 27, from Tunbridge. Hi, James.
Oh, hello, Scott.
Now then, you're single at the moment?
Yeah.
On all the apps?
Two of them.
Are you quite successful, would you say, as a single person?
I don't know. I seem to get a lot of matches, but not a lot of... I don't think my game's very good at talking.
Yeah, right. Not much follow-through past the matches.
It seems you just spit a couple of lines to them and then they never talk back. So.
Oh, no. Well, this is where we can help, I think. Maybe you're saying the wrong things, or maybe it's wrong in the bio, you know?
Oh, maybe, yeah.
Okay. Well, as long as you're open to some real talk from Ellie, we're all good, okay?
Yeah, I'm all good.
James, reveal your profile.
Well, I thought I'd keep it short and sweet, so I had it as, anyone know how to lower the difficulty on this?
Right, okay, carry on. So your first line is, anyone know how to lower the difficulty on this?
Yeah.
Okay.
And then it is, so I'm 6'2", kind of funny, kind of good-looking, kind of cool. Give me a chance, because I tend to put my foot in it a lot. And then one of them little laughy, sweaty emoji faces.
Okay.
That's good.
Have you put your job on there?
Oh, yeah, my job, yeah. I work at Rolex.
You work at Rolex?
Rolex, baby.
Off of watches?
Yeah.
Okay, and what are the photos on your profile, just so we know?
You got me in the club with my mate. You got me at the... I went to a Thai boxing camp.
Okay.
You got me and my little trainer there, Sonny. He's a legend.
That's a classic picture you see on profile a lot, Scott. It's the sort of Thai boxing thing.
Yeah.
Sophie, working on the show, would you agree with that? Do you know what I mean?
It's definitely.
It's from travelling. They've gone in the Thai boxing gym.
And all the sports.
Sports, of course.
Yeah. Got to shut off. I think it's the only time in my life I've nearly had a six-pack, so I'm putting that up there.
Lads. James, I don't think we'll keep you long. I don't think it's going to take long, this. Ellie?
Hello.
Your thoughts?
Well, it's an interesting profile. Do you actually work at Rolex?
Yeah.
Okay. Congrats on all your money, I guess. That actually is a cheat to make Tinder easier. Did you know that?
Oh, what's that?
Yeah, you just literally, you open up my profile, you put your thumb on my face, like click and hold it, drag it all the way to the left, and then just drop it.
All right.
Makes it easy for me anyway.
Oh, is it?
I mean, it's good that you're kind of funny, kind of good-looking, kind of cool, but it's a kind of no from me, sorry.
I was only trying to get the difficulty low so I could match with girls like you.
Wow.
This is getting very awkward. I'm not sure about this game anymore.
Okay. I did say it was going to be brutal, James.
Yeah, I know.
Right, good to speak to you. Thanks for being on.
Thank you very much, Scott. Have a good one.
Ellie, you burn.
Yeah. He's got some bite. I like him for that.
Right, OK, we'll be back in a second with your next victim, a contestant.
Scott Mills.
We've lined up three lads today who have in their dating bios reviewed by Ellie, our sass queen from yesterday, who had compiled a list with her and her girlfriend of things they really don't like seeing on the dating apps in the bios. Ellie, are you ready to meet boy number two?
I'm ready.
James, 23, from Nottingham. Good afternoon.
Afternoon, how are you?
Good. So you're a graduate at Northumbria Uni?
Yeah, this year.
And how long have you been single?
3 years now.
All right, well, if you can just rattle through your bio and then we'll get a review and maybe some constructive criticism from Ellie, OK?
OK, yeah, that's fine.
Let's go.
So Northumbria Uni graduate at the top, and then beneath that it says... Level 2 ski instructor, because, you know, who doesn't love skiing? I'll carry your skis if you hold my pole, is the line that follows that.
Okay.
Making my dog like you is going to be your biggest challenge, because, you know, dog walking, dates, but girls like a challenge, you know, dog not liking her.
Okay, and in the photos, what have you got?
So I've got one with my mum on graduation day, so I've got the gown and the hat on. Yeah,
family man and educated.
Yeah, good.
Yeah, definitely, yeah. There's one of me carrying two sets of skis, because, you know, just to show that I can actually do it.
Yeah.
Pole.
And then there's a couple of me with some girls as well.
What girls?
They're not bad-looking girls. So, you know, just what? Surround myself with good-looking girls.
Okay, well, so you've put some attractive girls in there.
Yeah.
What's the theory there, James?
Just... to show that I'm comfortable around attractive girls.
Right. They don't scare me.
I'm not intimidated by beauty.
You say that. Here's Ellie.
Hello.
Your initial thoughts, please.
Yeah, I also have a question about the attractive girls. I don't really understand the purpose of guys who post pictures of loads of fit girl mates. Like, what's the point? Here's what I could have won.
Anything else about the bio there, Ellie?
I mean, as for the poll comment, if you could keep it as far away from me as possible, that'd be great. I do have one more question, though. What's your dog doing on Friday?
Not seeing you.
Excellent. Okay. All right. So that was James. Thanks for being on, James.
It's like Dragon's Den, but biting back.
Yeah.
Yeah, it is, yeah.
James, good to speak to you.
And you.
Ready to meet our last last contestant. Here is Harry, 22, from Derby.
Hi.
Okay, Harry, let's hear the bio.
Okay, so the basic premise of my bio is a pros and cons list. 6'3". I've got a dog. Shout out to Maisie. I'm good at making cheese toasties. I will let you use my Netflix. Something nice like that. And finally, I am good at making lists. I think that's pretty self-explanatory.
Annie, over to you.
Well, I mean, it's a pretty standard bio, isn't it? I'm glad you think you're good at making lists.
Thank you. I appreciate
it. Actually, pretty good myself. Do you want to hear one?
Oh, here we go. Go for it. I'm ready.
Bryce.
So my list would be: your profile was one, about as exciting as dry mashed potato. Two, another addition to a huge collection of profiles who brag about writing lists. And three, a useful indication of which way to swipe. It'll be left, by the way.
Oh, this is great.
I can't bear confrontation. This is the worst for me. Harry, how are you feeling?
A little bit heartbroken, I'll be honest. I thought I was quite original with that.
Okay,
obviously not the case, but that's why we've done this educational session.
Yeah, she does not like the lists.
She's not a fan.
No.
She's not a fan.
I'm glad that we're all seeing it, though, as an education rather than a tearing of a new one, which it may have felt like at times. Harry, thanks for being on.
Thanks very much, guys.
As much as I say I can't stand it, Ellie, we're going to have to get you back on, I'm afraid. It's just too good. Out of all of those, would you be swiping right on any of those?
No, it would be a lot of left swipes from me.
Okay. I reckon at some point we should get you on and say, you know, like, what you actually would like.
Oh, yeah, should I construct my own dream bio?
It's not as entertaining for me.
No, but yeah, but then people will get where they're going wrong, and you know what I mean?
All right.
I think it might be useful. Ellie, can we speak to you very soon? I can call you back, yeah?
Yeah, sounds good.
Okay. Much entertainment. Love you, bye.
Love you, bye.
Scott Mills.
Right, we're all going to have a stop what we're doing moment in a second because we're going to play my tune of the week, which is Freya Riding's Lost Without You. You know how sometimes I like to put an S on the end of people's names that isn't there just for lols? Like James Arthur's.
Well, that's what I thought you were doing with Freya Riding's here. I thought her name was actually Freya Riding.
And you were doing
the Freya Riding's.
Chris Starks.
You've got your Freya Riding's, you've got your Chris Starks, you've got your Scott Mills.
There is an actual S on the end of Freya Riding's, but I know what you mean. This track is shooting up all sorts of charts at the moment. I think it could go all the way, and it's a beautiful, beautiful track. And loads of you messaging every single time. We can speak to Freya now. Hiya!
Hi there.
Where are you at the moment?
I am currently in Denver, Colorado. Random, I know.
How did you feel when you found out that you were our tune of the week with Lost Without You?
I was completely speechless, to be honest. It's a huge honour. Thank you so much. I had absolutely no idea and it truly blew me away. So thank you so much.
Did you always intend to be the sound of breakups across the United Kingdom?
I honestly didn't. As someone who, I didn't think that I dealt with breakups, you know, the best. I thought songwriting was kind of my way of dealing with them. And I didn't really think that that would ever sort of connect me with this many people. But it's been a sort of beautiful experience. So I'm very grateful.
Just the comments I'm seeing from when we made it Tune of the Week, people saying that they're going to have it as like their first wedding song and their breakup song. Like, you must have seen the reaction. It must be blowing your mind.
I love this song.
It's just absolutely, yeah, completely blowing my mind. Because I wrote that song, you know, sitting on my own in my front room after a kind of difficult sort of time in my life. And just for that to sort of being connecting with so many people is just, it's still insane. But I'm hugely, hugely grateful.
I just see all the love you're getting. It's so good.
Oh, really? That's so lovely. Yeah. There's been this sort of shift over the past couple of weeks, and yeah, it's just, thank you so much for playing it so much. And obviously Love Island was incredible. I'm such a fan of both Radio 1 and Love Island that it's just, it's crazy.
Did you know it was going to be on Love Island?
No, I had no idea. No idea.
It just appeared.
I was in a cab coming back from somewhere, and I got all these text messages from my friends being like, you're on Love Island. And I was like, no, I'm not. I'm in the back of a cab. And they were like, no, you are.
What was the scene again that it was used in? You know?
It was the heartbreaking scene.
It was with Laura.
Jack and Laura.
Yeah, I remember it. Yeah. But with all this excitement around you and the song and everything like that, what for you is the most exciting thing about this whole journey that you've been on? Is it now? Is it like being on Radio 1? What is it?
That's incredible. I think for me, it's just the connection with people that, you know, I was just a girl sitting alone in a piano room for a long time, writing songs about, you know, feeling very, you know, isolated and alone. And so for that to be the thing that, you know, you turn up to shows and people are singing these songs with me, it's just incredible.
Listen,
it's because of you guys. Yeah, thank you for Tune of the Week.
Listen, we've loved having you on, and we're going to play it again now, Freya. Good luck with the rest of America, and this is Lost Without You.
Thank you.
Scott Mills,
Radio 1.
Standing on the platform, watching you go. It's like no other pain I've ever known.
I'll see you for the official chart tomorrow from 4 with Tiësto and Brendan from Panic at the Disco. And me and Chris are back Monday at 1. Scott Mills.